This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
I'm not crying, you're crying. You guys, we finally made it to the season finale of Charmed, The Source Awakens. We're breaking it all down right now, so don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Witches, unite! It's time to break down the finale!
Woo!
The Source Awakens.
Yeah.
Quick clue, we are both the source in this room. We got delved the pieces. That's why I'm wearing the necklace right now.
I'm wearing mine somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's hidden. Anyways, you guys, we're going to break down the entire episode. A lot to break down. Talk about what's happening next season, our favorite Charmed moment of the entire season, as well as some news and gossip and predictions. Before we get into it, I'm Steph Sabron. I'm joined by the one and only Kelly McInerney.
Hi.
Hi, yay.
Hi.
Well, she sounded like Maggie when she was vlogging. That was a cute scene. I can't wait to hear your guys' thoughts. We had some mixed reviews. I had some ups, I had some downs, and I had some, I don't know. It felt like a series finale to me.
It did. And I don't know where they're going to go from here.
What is your overall thoughts on the episode?
I think it felt like a great series finale. Like that,
like a really good series finale.
But also there was just some things that it was like, how did they know how to do that with the source? That, you know, like it was just, we would have cared more about this if we learned more about them.
Yeah.
And I'm sticking to that.
Yeah. I still didn't really understand the full power that is the source, and that kind of bothered me. And then we'll talk about the ending, how they displaced the power of the source, but it was written in a way that you didn't know if they were taking away their each of their individual powers.
Yeah.
So just, I don't know.
Well, they didn't. It's pretty clear.
I know.
They
it's
didn't.
Clear they didn't. They're still witches. They're still the charmed ones, but felt like a series finale. That's all I'm going to say about that. But let's break it down from the beginning. We realize that Macy brought Galvin back to life. And in any magical show, you can't do that. There's always like the laws of the world will make that not happen. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. What were your initial thoughts of Galvin being, do you think she should have tried, or what would you have done in that position?
No, I wouldn't have. I mean, I'm saying I wouldn't have, but I don't know how much she loved him, you know?
That's true. I know their love was so deep, but we barely saw their relationship. I do wish we got more Galvin, but he did a really good job of acting like he wasn't supposed to be there, because he clearly wasn't supposed to be there this episode. Yeah. He should have never been brought back.
I wish he got like sick or something. That'd be cool. You know, like sometimes when people get brought back,
yeah,
or they're different and they try and kill other people, you know, like that one movie. Pet Cemetery.
I don't know. Pet Cemetery. Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. It looks a little too creepy for me.
The new one's not that good. But anyways.
Neither was Macy's decision to bring him back, because that didn't end well. But I will say, from the beginning when she walked downstairs and met with the sisters and was eavesdropping with her new powers, I still feel like ever since the moment where she took on the source and saved everyone, they haven't been nice to her.
I mean, it's kind of hard because she's scary.
I get
and
that.
And then, like, she says something that she's like, and the whole room shakes. Yeah. And I wish they mentioned how they just recently experienced this with her evil eye. It's like, man, Macy, you gotta chill with this. All these powers. They're turning you back. Like, didn't you learn from the last one? I don't know. I wish they mentioned that.
Yeah. I know. I just feel like ever since that point, though, they wouldn't have been like, thank you. Like, you did. Like, you sacrificed yourself. Now we gotta get rid of that demon side because you're wilding out again. Yeah. That's my only complication on that. But I get it. She was scary. I would have been scared, too.
Great eyes, though. Yeah. Like, Twilight eyes.
Yes! Good call! So then she brings back Galvin. Well, she brought him back last episode, but Harry warns of the collateral that will happen, and that did happen. Two patients died from cardiac arrest, and the rest probably would have died as well. And I was right, you guys. The necklace was gone, and that meant that she was completely out of control. And what was cool, though, is to learn some of her powers. This is my problem with this being the season finale, and you made the best point last episode, that to become the source shouldn't be first season. Mm-hmm. And to brush it in one episode, like, since it's such an intense storyline and we find out she can read minds, she can sense things, sense when people's
she
coming
can do
in.
Everything.
Literally basically. Everything. Change time. She takes on every magical role and is the master of it, and we only got 45 minutes of it.
That's a whole season, you know.
Yeah,
like when Widow was a bad widow, Dark Willow, that took a while for her to turn good, you know. And this is not just evil, this is all the powers in you. Just a day.
And you can make it like a dimensional character, like they were trying to kind of make her dimensional, which I liked how they portrayed the source. And when Maggie goes to talk to Parker and we find out more about that, and we'll touch on that in just a second. I liked the thought behind it, but to rush it in one episode made it so undimensional. It made it rush, and it made you just be like, okay, we know what's going to happen then if this is one episode.
Yeah.
So I was a little frustrated about that. But then we find out what her greatest plan is, to bring back Marisol. And I was like, no, you're screwed.
You are nuts. Well, it started very weird. It started showing that first. And we're like, what? Why would you? I don't understand why they would tease that in the beginning for no reason. Mm-hmm. And then show it again later on.
Yeah.
Weird to me.
Really weird. But before we get into what the other sisters did with this information, Maggie and Mel, we do want to thank you guys for being a part of the chat and being with us all season.
Yeah. And thanks for thanks for liking Kelly. Us and on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe, comment. We want to read all your comments. I know it's the finale, but we're still going to read them and take note for next season. Because we'll be here next season, sure. And if you're in the chat right now, I'm going to give some shout-outs to Ivan Soto. Dog, you're always in that chat. So is College Girl 1900, Kristen Carter. You guys, Boss at Home, you guys rule. You're always there. Rate us on iTunes. Subscribe to iTunes. Follow us everywhere on social media.
Yes, we love you guys.
Yeah, and thank you so much for supporting us and watching us, because we wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Yeah, it makes it a lot of fun to know that there's a whole charm community out there and we can dish about all of this. Because I think a lot of people are on the same page as us. Kelly, throughout the episode, will bring up your comments in the chat. So keep it up, guys. And I'll definitely shout out some comments from last week's episode at the end of this after show.
Yeah, Ivan agrees that it was very uneven. He's mentioned it like 3 times. We get it, Ivan.
It is.
It was like, that's all I think that's the most episodes lately on this show, which I liked it, but then it was just like you kept getting too many big storylines to use in just one episode.
Totally.
Spread them out. We're gonna watch it regardless, but let us like it.
That's right.
You know? I don't know.
So the other gang, Mel, Maggie, and Harry, don't know what's happening. They've never seen anything like this, because not only is it just a source, but now it's a source and a half witch, half demon. and it's power that they can't wrap their head around. So Mel goes to see Galvin, gets that information. I kind of knew that was happening. He totally deserved to know that what was happening to him.
That he guessed it.
Yeah.
It's like, gosh, she brought me back, didn't she?
That's what I like about him. It is a loss. Because there's only going to be a few men we know from the Charmed OG that can really hang with the gang. Mm-hmm. Like, once they know they're about the witch life.
Yeah, yeah.
And Galvin was one of them and actually was able to practice some magic, but he had to go.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of fish in the sea, baby. Yeah. Like, maybe some white lighter, you know?
Right? Well, yeah. That's definitely in my predictions. Mm-hmm. But Maggie goes to Parker and tries to find out whatever she can and asks him what his mom had found out about the source. And all he really knew is that the source would prey off the deepest insecurity, which I really did like this part, because this is, like, to me, a metaphor on, I think, when people turn to drugs and violence or bad decisions, it ultimately has to do with some sort of insecurity or some sort of trauma that happened. And I think in that sense, that makes a lot of sense why they did it like this. And I appreciated that, because Macy is the most flawed character in a sense, because her upbringing was so crazy and she just found out why she was separated for so long. So it makes total sense that she would be insecure about people always leaving her, judging that everyone in her life that she's cared about has died other than the sisters.
I did like that they did pick that idea, but I kind of wish they did it better, because it became kind of like whiny-ish. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't care about, like, show us her, like, she kind of went from 0 to 1,000 immediately, and it was not like a scary 1,000. It's just like, you're whining, you're like nuts, which I get it, but just kind of make us, I don't know, I think they should have dove more into it, you know?
Yeah, so. By the end of it, when she was like, really?
Yeah. Really? We're not leaving. Yeah, we're going to die. We're not leaving you. Really? And then deglowed. Chill. Straight up, though, I don't know. If you just met this girl and she's your sister, I mean, how much would you care about her? I guess if you're a witch.
Yeah.
With the whole world in your hands.
You would care.
Yeah.
You would really care, because Macy's been legit. I mean, she's been our favorite character, except when she engages this demon side. It's like, wow, it is really cool how powerful you are, but chill out, bro.
Addiction's real, and it's in magic as well.
Totally.
I guess.
No, that's a good point. I do think it is partly addiction, and it's a clutch.
Mm-hmm.
A crutch. A crutch.
But I kind of also see why Macy became our favorite, because she was highlighted the most, mm-hmm. you know? And I wish they took chances with the other sisters.
Yeah, they haven't taken chances, but maybe they will after the series finale.
Yeah. When they bring back the series again next year.
I wouldn't be surprised if every season now they kind of focus on one sister's evolution.
I don't like it.
I don't like that either, but I feel like that's kind of where it needs to go for us to understand more depth about each sister.
Yeah, they didn't have that much. They were very, like, I don't know. Maggie was very hung up on Parker, and I get it, she's young, but even, like, who said it in the chat? Boss at Home said in the chat, Maggie even mentioned having to vanquish Maggie, but didn't think about that with Parker. Like, why? That's just very, like, fake. I don't know, not fake, what is it called, just like cheesy storyline for a girl, just to be like hung up on a guy
care
about her sister.
So on the flip side, though, Macy does what Macy does best, create alternate realities, and she created a few of them and came to the conclusion that the only way she could, what she really wanted, was to bring Marisol back. And I understand that is really hard. She was the only one that couldn't grow up with her mom, but it was the price she paid for keeping her alive, as there's always a price to pay when you're escaping death.
Mm-hmm.
And you can argue what's worse or not worse. I think in this case, Marisol figured out a way to make it okay, but it's still really, It's only okay because they needed we need the power of three in the world, but mm-hmm. it really sucks to grow up without a mom when she's been alive.
Yeah, and so she sacrificed Mel to be the one that has to yeah. be alive, which is messed up. But, like, I would have loved to see that, too. Like, these alternate realities. Like, let's take some time being in that.
Yeah, it should have been in a whole yeah. episode.
Maggie was so funny as that little vlogger person, just for that, like, 30 seconds. Let's have her be that the whole episode.
I know. Yeah, Maggie's a blog. She's basically Lucy, is what she is. She's a total Kappa gal. And we find out that in this dimension, Macy's really possessive over Marisol. She's so creepy. She loses a lot of herself. Like, her hair is slicked back. It's never slicked back like that. Yeah. She's a control freak. And but again, that's a storyline I would have liked to delve into as well. I mean, those are each dimension, each way she tried to do it could have been an entire episode.
Yeah.
So kind of a loss in that. But it was interesting to see, though, the impact that Mel has on Maggie, because when she's not there, Maggie turns into... I like that scene. That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that. I wish we saw more of that. I keep saying that. But yeah, like, I thought that was funny that she did kind of bring Maggie to, like, not so plasticky, mm-hmm. you know?
And then from there, she created another reality without herself, because she's decided to leave us before we leave her, in the words of Maggie.
But why were the doors boarded up? Why was that a thing?
Oh, for the next reality?
Yeah.
Because I guess in this reality, I don't know, it was an alternate dimension where there must have been a war zone.
Why don't they explain that? Why is it, load up, ladies, or whatever? Like, why? Let's explain why this is a war zone without Macy, you know? Like, why throw that in with that? That annoyed me so much.
Yeah. No, it did. It's hard for me to act not annoyed at certain parts of this episode, because mm-hmm. it's true. It's a 22-episode season, and we were talking about it. They got renewed midway through.
Yeah.
So it seems like I still love every episode. I just feel like they missed the mark and lost out on chances to really explore different storylines. And yeah. so now it seems like all they can do next season, which we'll talk about, is go into Monster of the Week stories.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, because this is like the big bad. The source, there's nothing worse than that unless they make something else.
Yeah. And what's bigger than the source?
Exactly.
I don't know.
So they get Marisol, which I will say a huge highlight of this episode was seeing Marisol at all.
Sure.
We've wanted her back all season in some capacity, and we got her a little bit. I would still love to have her more back next season mm-hmm. in some form or another.
Make her a ghost, like
yeah.
Graham.
Yeah.
You know? That'd be cool. And eventually their mom was a ghost, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So at least she tells them what to do. She gives them the pendant back and tells, like, she's able to unleash the spell that only elders of elders elders know,
yeah,
which is convenient and great. And they're able to meet back up with Macy, and this is the scene Kelly and I were just dying at, where Macy starts, like, mass destructing the attic. And they're about to fly out, and they're like, we're not leaving her. And she's like, really?
And then she cools down, because I guess she can't stop that tornado. She's like, I don't want to hurt you, but she's, like, tornadoing it up. I don't know. It was just too, like, they build up, and then once the build up happens, it's just very, like, really?
Yeah. In this scene, it's not that the emotions are what aren't good enough. Obviously, it's important to know, and a lot of people miss what's right in front of them. In Macy's case, the love of her sisters and the love her sisters have for her. Like, they were never going to leave from the beginning. Mm-hmm. They just didn't know how to communicate it to her well enough. Now that they can communicate it well enough to her, it's that writing of, really? Like, it just seems... Like, Macy's 30. She's not going to say it. It just doesn't... It seems out of character for Macy, although she is out of her element. I don't know. I'm being hard on it because I just feel like
No, but I agree. I think it was just too... the acting's great, too, like, but it's just...
I know, she made me feel emotional, and then I was kind of laughing at the lines for a sec, this specific scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I am happy they ended up figuring it out, and this is where they used the spell that Marisol unleashed for them, and it was a really cool scene with all of their magic darting out and them praying to each of their gods with each of their respective powers.
Yeah, space, emotion, and time, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and so they were able, it cracked the pendant into three pieces, and the plan is to put the pieces on three different opposite sides of the world and then wipe their memories.
So that's next season. Somebody's gonna find the three pendants and try to make the source all over again. And then this one, it's gonna be in Mel. No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm like, keep going, because it sounds good.
We still don't know. We still don't get to meet their dads.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that is next season.
Yeah.
So that leads us to kind of the end of the episode, where they're at Galvin's funeral. And...
great pantsuit by Macy, let me tell you. Looking sharp.
Oh, yeah. Before Galvin's funeral, though, they were visiting Marisol's tomb.
So. All in white.
Yeah,
all in white. Just to, you know, bookend the colors.
They gotta have both. And we were like, oh, Harry and Macy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel that?
Yeah, because she read his thoughts. I think Ivan mentioned earlier that he predicted that they would hook up.
Yeah.
And... I mean, you're getting close, Ivan. You're getting close.
Well, I'm so shipping it.
Yeah.
And here for it, because now that the elders are gone, RIP to you all, but your rules sucked. Mm-hmm. White Lighter should be able to date witches.
Yeah.
Period.
Because Piper and Leo were cute as hell.
Because in the words of Lin-Manuel Miranda, love is love is love is love, okay?
What she said.
So... we get kind of ending stories with each sister before we meet all of our friends of magic. Mm. Parker promises to come back when he gets his demon signed a check. Do you think he's coming back?
Sure.
Okay.
They gotta bring one guy back, right?
Yeah.
Not including Harry.
Yeah. Mel visits Nico.
And just gives her a wave and then disappears.
Just stops time. Oh, you still got my ring on? Cool.
Just checking. Just.
Peace.
Just checking. And then even Nico just doesn't even have, like, a reaction, I feel like. She's just like, go back to reading or whatever. Like, come on. Do something. Go up to her. Give her a big so old kiss on the lips. So that's the end of
Nico, I believe.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that's the end of Nico.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's the end of Nico. I think Mel and Macy both made mistakes, which they've discussed. I'm glad Mel faced up to that, too, by wiping. Although she was placed in a worse position because I don't think she really knew her choices as well. But Mel wiped her memories, and Macy obviously did what Macy did. So I think they both have to pay the price.
I just disagree because Nico's a cop, so she's going to be popping up.
Because Nika's the Pope.
Yeah. And she's going to be
We'll see next season. And then we have Galvin's funeral. And when they're walking back from Galvin's funeral, we see Chloe, which I was so happy to see Chloe. Chloe was my favorite of the... and Medusa, obviously. But yeah. Chloe was so her character. Like, that actress played that role so well.
Mm-hmm.
She was so, like...
bubbly.
Yeah. And all I thought
that was a source power at first, like that glowing thing. I was like, what is this, a new twist?
No, she's just the best. But all the magical gang comes out and they realize what the sisters have done. And they ask a question, now that the elders are gone, who's in charge? So this is the life that the sisters are living.
And Maggie's going to get wasted while this doing it, which I respect.
Where I'm like, series finale.
Yeah.
You're starting a new order. You meet all the gang. It's a community meeting. You're having drinks. You're partying.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
God, imagine being like a witch for a year and you gotta like rule the world. Like, that's just too much for life, let alone a season of television.
Like, they don't even know what all the magical creatures and beings exist are yet.
Yeah. They don't know what they're doing.
They are the power of three. They do deserve to rule eventually.
Yeah, but get there. Like,
get practice. There.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your guys' thoughts on that? What do you think? We're going to get into predictions soon, so start thinking of your predictions for next season. Love to hear them.
Artmaster Austin Prophet says he predicts that Nico will die next season and become a white lighter.
Oh.
So that's a good one.
Yeah. That's like really throwing.
Oh, yeah. And Macy closes the door as Prue. Didn't she do that in the pilot episode as well?
Oh, yeah, you called that out as soon as it happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been since the first season of OG Charm Prue did that.
But didn't she do it in the first episode of this season, of this show?
Oh, I don't know.
Let us know if you remember that.
Macy did it the first episode of the show.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
I thought she did. I thought I saw it before. But
I loved that callback. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Any other final thoughts on the episode?
No.
So, yes, let's get into our special segment then. Let's close off this in a pretty little bow. Our special segment tonight is going to be our most charmed moment of the entire season one. I encourage you guys to write in the chat right now or leave a comment below if you're watching this after we're done going live, of what your most charmed moment, meaning your favorite moment of the season thus far. Kelly, what do you have?
I liked, now that you mentioned it, because I almost forgot, I liked the Medusa one,
mm-hmm.
because I liked the whole story of her, and it was Macy, too, that was the one that took her side, was like, you know, she was made a demon because of these bad, you know, yeah. So I liked that whole, and I liked that, the ending. That was, you know, when it was like a Monster of the Week type deal.
Done right. That's for sure my favorite episode of the season, the Medusa-based episode. I forget the title of the episode, but that is my favorite episode of the season. My most charmed moment, because I thought it was really cute and special and made sense to the plot of this, and I know that some people disagree, was when all three of the sisters received gifts from Marisol that were hidden in place for a time like this. And I just think each of their respective, like the bracelet, the stall thing, and Macy's pendant was very unique and well done to each specific character.
Yeah.
So I loved that. It was very charming.
That was cute. Yeah. So, no, just to backpedal, Macy did not close the door yet. This was the first time she closed the door for the homage to the OG Charmed. Which was the pilot of the first one. But yeah. Yeah, that was cute. I liked that. Because that was also like the winter break episode, wasn't it? Like right before break, they're like, here.
No, it was like three episodes ago.
Oh,
the gifts.
Never mind.
I'm just kidding.
I just feel like
it mixes up.
No, she found something. That's what Macy found something. I don't know. Like in the wall. Forget it. Outside.
Oh, I know. Yes, that was in the beginning. Yeah, that was. That was in the beginning. That was. Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember what the tool was, but Marisol had hidden that as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, Sarah Jeffries, who plays Maggie, took over the Charmed Instagram today, which was really cool. She posted a bunch of fun little pictures of them, including one with her and Chloe as the little fairy girl. And you could follow that at CW_Charmed on Instagram. And also, TV Line interviewed them discussing how will season one end. And there's like a little video of it. And Madeline Mantock, who plays Macy, retweeted it. So you could click the link there. And yeah, and they're coming back next season. That's it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Next season, we'll definitely really work on getting all of the main cast in.
Yeah.
For sure, now that we have time to plot. And I'll be at Comic-Con this year, so I will definitely be hitting them up. I think that they're supposed to be there. They were last year. I got to interview them really briefly. So hopefully this year, and I'll lock it in for our AfterBuzz crew.
Heck yeah. And you're wearing the source right now.
I'll be like, listen, ladies, don't make me turn this room upside down. All right, let's get into our predictions for next season.
And now, I didn't even think. You're after
I know, I can start.
Yeah, you start.
Okay, so kind of all the love interests are away. Literally all of them are away for now, which is great because I hope next season that they know that they have another 24 episodes, or I don't know exactly how many episodes next season will be, that they can really focus on character development. I just really want character development for the sisters at least.
Yeah.
Harry, we even got more Harry backstory than Mel, I would argue, in a lot of ways. But so I hope that. And let's see. That's really all I just think that's the only way that they should go. It's focusing on the character development, their power development, how they're going to play it politically between all the magical beings. And now that the elders aren't there, I hope that they instill a kind of governance that they would hope.
Yeah, that'd be cool if, like, Chloe's, like, a mayor or something. I don't know if that's a thing, but that'd be...
Something.
Yeah. I think next season we'll see some of the dads. That'd be really cool. That's what I want. And I think Harry and Macy will have a romance brewing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that's the last of Nico. I think she's gonna come back.
Yeah.
But maybe she'll be like a Darren? Is that his name? Remember?
Yeah.
Not Andy.
His partner.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe so. Someone will correct us very quickly if we're wrong. Art Master Austin Prophet said, hope there can be a crossover with the OG Charmed in future season. Definitely.
That'd be cool.
I wanted that this season. I feel like it would have been a better season because OG Charmed is so prolific. Daryl, thank you. Never can be done again. The way it was done and at the time it was done, and with those and all four of the actresses that played a part of the sisters, I feel like they should have included them. And yeah, I feel like it should have been a connecting story, if I'm being fully honest, but now that they haven't, include them somehow. Make it work.
Yeah. Just anybody. Could have been, like, I would have loved a little Leo guy, you know, him there.
Anyone.
It's kind of a bummer that there wasn't.
Yeah. So that's a great one. I definitely hope that. I do want to shout some people out who commented on our last episode. Jay West, Olden Gordon, Lola Mund, Alyssa Melange. I know we have to win you over, I see in your comment, but we can do that. We can work on that.
What did she say? Let's beat her up.
Nothing. Well, I'll show you later. You guys can see it. She's just not won over by us yet. We're relentless over here at AfterBuzz TV. We'll win you over, Alyssa. West, Annie Redcape, Jason Sanchez, Apocalypse the Destroyer Reloaded, Non Lee, the Queen of Regal, Tadio Asogiano, Malachi Clark, Trent King, everyone else in the comments, KG, James, William Clark, all you guys, thank you guys so much for commenting. We absolutely love to see it, and you guys always have these great comments that we didn't even realize, so thank you. We really appreciate that.
Woohoo!
Any other final thoughts?
No, I'm just scared of the next season.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it, but I am scared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for rocking with us all season. We couldn't have done it without you. You really made this such an awesome experience for us.
Thank you.
I know Kamisha wasn't here tonight. She definitely is missed and wants to say hello. Much love to all you guys watching us. Until next season, where can we find you, Kelly? Hey. And what other shows are you doing, things that people can catch up with you on?
Okay, you could find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo. You can find me on the last season finale of Charmed. That's this one. Of SNL on Tuesday with Steph. And then you can just kellymcinerney.net for all my stand-up shows and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
Holly Weirdo on Twitter. I'll announce more stuff on Instagram. Bye.
I'm Steph Zabraw. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Zabraw. SNL finale this Tuesday. Also producing Maria Menounos' podcast, Better Together with Maria Menounos. You can find that on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you guys listen to it. Other than that, keep up with me on Instagram. We can chat about other shows that I'm doing. And until next season, stay witchy!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.